Well, good evening. How are we doing? Welcome to Buffalo State. My name is Jeff Marsh. Thanks so much for coming on out. It's our first show of this season. This is a series that we call the Great Performer Series. If you've been here before, then you've heard all my shtick, so take a nap or something. And wake up in like 32 seconds when I'm done. So we got a great lineup this year, and let me just run through it because that's why I'm here. So we start off tonight with this great all-star act that you're all here for. You're all fired up for that, right? All right. So then coming up, October 16th, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dave Mason will be here. You've heard all his songs. Come check it out. Cool multimedia thing he's doing. It's going to be really cool. Then after that, November 5th, the legend David Sanborn will be here. Now don't tell him this. He just turned 70. So I had to book him before. Because he's been here before, but I was like, oh, he's right. So then coming up after that, November 13th, now this guy, he hurt me with this. We have the Olathe Dogs. They won America's Got Talent 2 years ago. Cute, adorable rescue poodles doing flips and cartwheels. Oh my God, it's so adorable. This guy down here is like, I hate dogs. They're adorable. They won America's Got Talent. It's a great story. The guy's an immigrant from Chile, 22 brothers and sisters. He slept on the ground. And then he wins $1 million on America's Got Talent. And he's coming here. And you don't want to see him? That's November 13th. And then what do we got? Oh, in February, Bella Fleck and his wife Abigail Washburn will be here. That's very cool. A lot of stringed instrument stuff. Very different kind of show. And then, oh, how could I forget? We just announced it. Who's on the email list? Alright, so did you open your email like this week? Right. Because we just, see if you're on the email list, you find out about shows before the public. And what happens is when we actually, well, we have good shows regularly, but sometimes we actually hit them out of the park. And this next one, we have Foreplay coming here. And we're going to do something cool for you folks tonight. We're going to, at intermission, you can buy your Foreplay tickets before the public gets them on Monday. All right, so if you're on the email list, you would have already known that on Wednesday. I sent you the email saying, hey, buy Foreplay tickets. So you can buy them at intermission or you can buy them after the show. But the key point is getting on the email list because I'm going to be adding three more shows at least that I know right now. And there's going to be another show where you're going to go, no, I wanted to get tickets for that one. No! So make sure. What is my, I'm not even, never mind. It's the first night. I'm all geeked up. That's why. All right, and what else? So after Foreplay, that's April 2nd. I know it's next year, birthday present, whatever you want to do. Then we have a really cool jazz show on April 22nd, The Bad Plus, Joshua Redman. It's a little more straight-ahead jazz, but man, these guys can play. So check that out. Buffalo State Music Department, they do like 35 concerts a year, and they're free. Wind ensemble, music students, jazz ensemble, chorus, all that stuff's going on. You find out about that stuff on the email list or on the website. So check that out. That's my pitch. I'm done. I'm exhausted. So tonight, rare show for you. As a unit, they've never been to Buffalo. So that's very cool. I worked with them a couple years ago, and they hit it out of the park, so I had to bring them back. So please, let's make some noise. Come on. Get it going. Get it revved up. Chuck Lowe, Jeff Glover, Everett Harp, Jazz Funk Soul.
Thank you. All right. How's everybody doing out there? Thanks so much for coming out. We really appreciate that. We're really delighted to be here. And, you know, I was talking to some of my friends backstage, remembering the good old days back in the 80s when I used to come and play in Buffalo all the time at the Shop at New York. I even have a picture of me and Kenny G at the Moog Factory, which wasn't very far from here. We were lucky to kind of take a little visit to the Moog Factory back when Dr. Moog was doing his thing. Anyway, glad to be back. We're going to play a song of mine that was from my last CD called Hacienda. This is the title track. And I was very fortunate to get a Grammy nomination for that record.
Thank you. Jeff Lowry. Kevin Hart.
Chuck Rowland.
We'd like to take a moment to introduce this incredible rhythm section. We have with us a round out the jazz funk soul. We're going to call him jazz. Change the name of the band just for a minute. Jazz funk soul bread and butter. Because we got the solidest groove that you could find anywhere on the planet with this band. Playing with this gentleman for many, many years, and he's played with so many great artists, Anita Baker, and all kinds of, I'm going to forget the list because it's too long, but he's just a fantastic musician, a dear friend, on the bass, Mr. Ron Buttercup Jenkins.
Fractured rib. Looks like he's in pain. It's not just from my playing.
That's pretty good. That's a pitch, you know. He's not grimacing.
Oh, we're glad he's here with us tonight.
And you would not know this from listening to these first three songs we played, but this is the very, very first time that this next gentleman has ever played with us. I learned this music just to come in and fill in for someone and that normally does a gig, and now that person is fired. Please welcome on the drums, Jay Williams. A song that was inspired by the great Wes Montgomery guitar player. But, however, tonight, as a band, we'd like to dedicate it to two monster musicians that we just lost in the last few days. It's funny, both of them are saxophone players, and so both of them were very incredible, iconic jazz musicians, but also made an impact in the world of pop music. Bill Woods on alto saxophone, and Milton Felder on saxophone and bass. And so they said they may be gone, but their music definitely lives forever. So I played this tune for them. It's called Silhouette. Thank you.
Chuck Rohn. Jeff Walker. You guys having fun?
Yeah.
It was really nice to be back here. I want to thank the promoter, Jeff, for bringing us back, and he waited until just before we went on to remind us who he was. And it was one of our favorite gigs that we'd ever had. In upstate New York, outside by the lake. And, Lenore? Yeah. And, that's what I told him. He said, you guys were the biggest sellers that we ever had there. I said, and we haven't been back because? He said, well, it's only been 2 years. And 2 years is not long enough because? He to turn us up? We're not loud enough for you? Really? Okay, well, I'll let Levin, you know, but he's got it under control. I'll just come to the edge of the stage and go over there. And Jeff will bring his keyboard over. But anyway, it is really great to be back here in this area. It's been a long time since I've been in Buffalo. And it's great that you guys came out. You know, I have a place in Scottsdale right now, and I spent a lot of time there. It's still 100 degrees when I left. And they were wondering why I was dressed like I was going to Alaska. And I understand why. Anyway, we're gonna do one more song before we take a break, but how about another hand for Ron Buttercup Jenkins? He's not really in as much pain as he looks, he's just funky. And also on the drums for the first time tonight, Mr. Jay Williams. We were very fortunate to get together a couple of years ago. You guys saw the first few gigs. And subsequently were asked to do a record by Shaughnessy Records. And we threw one together really fast, I think in a couple of months, which is quite easily the quickest I've ever worked. If you know me at all, I don't put out a record once every 2, 3, 5 years. And that's because it takes me that long. But this record came out, it did very well, thanks to a lot of you, and to our surprise, it was extremely well received. It was Grammy nominated as well. And we're going to do a song, one of my favorite songs from the record, if not my favorite. It was the very last song that was written for the record by Jet and Chuck, and it's called Raccoon. Oh, I said Raccoon. Okay. Anyway, nothing racially involved. It was just Raccoon. It was a funny title, okay? And when you hear the melody, just sing along, you know, you'll find yourself singing along, and hear the lyrics we came up with. Raccoon, digging through my garbage can. Raccoon, digging with those little hands. Okay? So here we go.
Thanks so much. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
The Messines was still out there. And we'll talk about that for the final show. Thank you.
And now, on our stage, we'd like to welcome back Jazz, Funk, and Soul.
We were bringing it.
talent, musical talent in this town, aside from the people that are practicing in the practice room downstairs, they sound very talented. But I think some of you have some musical talent. Is that true? All right, we're going to test that theory now, right? I'm going to play some. First of all, I'm going to ask you to do two things at once. So it takes a little coordination. First thing is this. Training.
Jeff Lloyd, yourselves. Surrogate father, and he kind of brought me, ushered me into this recording world. He signed me to my first record deal and produced my first record and my last record. We lost him a couple of years ago, this past August, very surprisingly, and I had the pleasure of doing this very last record I've done with him. We wrote this song, which took on a very surprising meaning after he passed, but it's not altogether too different than what a lot of us are experiencing these days. If you're anywhere over, you know, 31 like I am, just you know, 31. But we're at the age now where we will experience loss, and it is a significant change for a lot of us. I can really only, I always say this to people, when someone has lost someone and someone else comes up and says, I know how you feel, there's no way you can know the depth of how they feel. You have an idea of how they feel because you might have experienced some loss, but each loss is deeply personal. So when you decide to say, I know how you feel to someone who's lost their mother or father, maybe change it and say, I know where it comes from, you know, and, you know, give them another way of feeling better instead of saying, I know how you. Sometimes I've had people say that really kind of makes them feel very small about our, just not the right way. I can't think of the word right now. But anyway, this friend of mine is, you would know him very well. His name is was George Duke. And I felt like I lost the father when he died. And when people will come up and say, I know how you feel, there's no way anybody could know how I feel. That's just the way I feel. Even though it's probably true, there's just no way anyone could know it. Devastating. And the wonderful thing about it is, like what Chuck said, they're always alive through us. And I was very fortunate to have spent so much time with him. He recorded on every one of my records. I recorded on every one of his records from the day I met him. And it was a glorious friendship. And this song is bears the fruit of that friendship. And it definitely signifies what a lot of us are going through these days. The song is called Going Through Changes. Thank you.
high school, I went to Berklee College of Music for a little while, and I wasn't really sure if that was going to work out, so I actually enrolled at Boston University as a chemistry student for a couple years, too. So sometimes these guys in the band can't quite understand the set list that I make for them. Like, for example, we have a song called Silver Lining, and, of course, what I put on the set list is HG, the chemical symbol for silver. I mean, everybody knows that, right? And we have this song, I'm sorry, go ahead. We have a song called Speed of Light, and of course everybody knows C is the speed of light, E equals MC squared. And so I put C squared on the set list, and Jeff, what's C squared? Anyway, they all have a very good physics and chemistry background now after working with me for a while.
I just want to interject one thing here. Over the course of the time that I've been working with Jeff, and I think Everett can testify to this, that our knowledge of a lot of arcane information has grown immensely. And one thing that, because he's constantly investigating things, and a few years back, they invented this thing called the interweb, or internet. And when Jeff discovered that, well, that opened a lot of new doors. And I keep warning him, I said, Jeff, you're going to finish the internet. Save a little. Take your time with it. But anyway, I'm sorry, I just wanted to interject. So what are we going to play?
Yeah, I was just going to introduce the song. It's called Speed of Light. It's our latest video song.
very much. That was a song written by Jeff Lover for our Jazz Funk Fusion, Jazz Funk Soul record. Say it again. Okay. I guess you guys know now. Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I don't know. But thank you. I think they're all sweet up here. We're going to do one more song for you. We'll do one, and if you want another. We'll think like we're leaving, and then you'll do that thing that we generally expect you to do, but sometimes you don't do, and we don't get to do it.
Maybe we should do that now. Let's get it over.
Thank you!
Thank you, good night!
It didn't really work out. We're gonna do a song that Chuck actually wrote for one of my records. I bastardized it a bit and put a lot of stuff in there. But I think we can both agree that it really turned out nicely, and it's a great ender for a show.
Got a lot of airplay, I was happy.
Got a lot of airplay. And I still use it religiously. It's a song called Monday Morning. Thank you very much for being here. And Monday Morning, I'm sorry, Monday Speaks. I was so much in a hurry.
Senior moment.
Yeah. No, that's true. I'm having some of those now. Where are we? Buffalo. Thank you for being here, Buffalo. God bless you. And we love you.
Michael Jenkins, thank you so much. Buffalo Rock!
Thank you. Thanks to our great singer, we have the time to meet.